On today's podcast, we are going to talk about some questions husbands have sent us about their wives, which is very strange. Let's do this.
It's our better life, doing what we like, talking sex and giving plenty dating advice. Yeah, yeah. Tell your friends if they want to tune in tonight. This is our better life, our better life.
Woo! Woo!
What's going on, guys? Friday, April the 3rd. If you're one of our Patreons or YouTube subscribers slash members, I guess, not subscribers. But if you're watching this for free, then it's, of course, Monday, April the 6th.
What are you saying?
Well,
what are you saying to them?
Why is there a difference, you're asking? You're saying, what's up? Okay, so here's the thing. We get demonetized for all the things.
All the time.
All the things. So we got to do.
You demonetized.
Did you make a video? So we're trying to do what we can to pretty much keep these lights on. And, you know, like we can't even afford the rest of this wall. So anyways, we created these neat things called.
Wow.
Okay, I got nothing there.
This is why I do this part, y'all.
Yeah, I think she should do this part. I'm so tired. All this COVID stuff is just. Ugh. Okay.
So you get our podcasts early on Fridays, usually. If you are a supporter of us on YouTube or Patreon, meaning paying supporter, and that's only for $1 a month, guys, and you get access to early content. I'm trying to make these entertaining instead of like boring and sounding like a commercial. Do I be the car salesman today or do I just wrap it up?
Okay, so you get photos, get videos. It's awesome. It's all the stuff we can't put here on YouTube because YouTube would be angry.
Yeah, we can't put it on YouTube, can't put it on Insta. Yeah. Oh my goodness, it is very adult in nature. But if you are not into the very adult in nature, which is Brycey.com, then check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Brycey, where it's only nudity. If you'd like a little bit more, that's OnlyFans. But as always, Brycey.me is where you can find our latest and greatest links. Just in case a platform shuts us down because we are too explicit. That's never happened before.
So,
if you want to help us out because all of the stuff that you're seeing on YouTube and podcasts is done for free, then check out Brycey.me and follow one of those links for the fun stuffs. Yeah.
So it's, week 17 of the zombie takeover and,
zombie land out there.
It's been a little bit chaotic. We're being safe. We're wearing gloves, not inside because we're inside.
But today's podcast, we're not going to talk about it at all so that you and I can have a break. It's all going to be fun.
Fun times.
For the next however many minutes this ends up being.
We get bummed out talking about that stuff, guys. Okay, so let's see here. What's new with you guys? Well, we asked you a while ago for some questions. We get DMs to our Instagram accounts. I'll just put those down here for you. We only have three. We get DMs to our Instagram accounts, and we also get emails, just random stuff. And sometimes the things we've already covered, and, you know, we could say, dude, we covered that on, like, podcast 14, but we don't remember if it was podcast 14 or podcast 15. But so we try and help out where we're able to. PR says, my wife is thinking about doing amateur porn. Just want to see if you think that's a good idea or not.
I feel like I got that question in my OnlyFans. I know I did.
Well.
But maybe somebody else asked it or he asked it elsewhere.
I don't know.
All right. Are you going to start or am I going to start?
You take this one.
All right. Your wife is thinking about doing amateur porn. Is she just saying that so that you get hard and it's sexy time?
We're going to think of alternate answers here. Or does she want pizza? And she knows you'll get pizza if she offers the boobies.
Maybe.
Pizza does all of that, guys. Let me tell you.
I think when you...
It's tough, man. It's tough. It's hard.
So don't get into this just for the money because, I mean, doing that for anything in life, you're not gonna... It's weird. If you do something for the money, it doesn't come. If you do something for the passion, the money comes. I've seen other people say it. I just read Amy Poehler's book and she said the same thing. It was really cool hearing somebody from a completely different industry say the exact same thing. But yeah, so if you're into sex or just showing off, you just want to do the nude thing, then okay, start considering it. But if you're just doing it for the money, because you're bored at home, don't. You also have to remember, anything that you put on the internet, I think everybody should know this at this point.
Should
anything
be.
You put on the internet, imagine your boss seeing it or your mom, because the likelihood of this happening is high.
Yeah,
a lot of people are like, the internet's huge, or I'm only going to put it behind a closed gate. No. It's going to get out there. If you tell one person in your real life,
if you tell one of your friends,
exponentially makes it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen like next week.
And you're going to think to yourself, it's okay, I've known him forever. Like, he wouldn't say anything. Yes, he would.
Yeah.
And then that person who doesn't know you will, and it will start the circus. We've seen it with almost every single person we've worked with.
It's sad.
It's not pretty.
So only do it if you're comfortable having a conversation with your parents or friends or coworkers or boss about what you're doing, because it unfortunately gets out really quick.
Yep.
Even I've known people that don't show their faces. It gets out. Their family, friends find out.
Can happen. We're not trying to be like downers on this one, but it's something that you got to consider. Even if you're using a GOIP scenario, like certain sites, like webcam sites, Chatterbait, et cetera, MyFreeCams, Pornhub, et cetera, all these places have different model type programs and they allow you to block certain areas. But that doesn't mean that people won't get around those blocks, or that people won't save something you put online and then post it somewhere else. Like, it can and will happen. So if you're considering this, I'd ask why you're considering it, because money is not guaranteed. I've seen incredibly hot women fail hard at this. It was an ego wake-up call, and I've seen other people do really, really well. So
there are different ways to play it, you have to find what works for you and what you're comfortable doing, because just because you're comfortable being naked online, there are wide variances. Like, would you rather be live? Like doing a webcam, and then there's variances within that. Do you want to do webcam and do it all public where people just tip? Or do you want to only be non-nude in public and just do privates? Like, that greatly changes your income levels. Or do you not like the live aspect because you want more Photoshop, or you just can't handle like that level of interaction? Like, some chat rooms have like thousands of people in there. Or do you whip out the camera and film yourself and say, oh my God, I didn't know that I looked like that. Or, oh wow, we have to invest a ton in lighting, because lighting and angles are such a huge factor when it comes to creating your own content at home. And people don't understand that. But I mean, if you've ever tried to make your own sex tape at home, you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't turn out like how you'd expect it to. You might say to yourself, well, I've watched amateur porn, mine's going to look like that. No.
What you see online is usually like the 7th or 8th or 10th version. There's many versions before, and they're not great.
The good ones, if you watch, you'll almost always notice that they're usually having sex right beside a window, because they need a lot of light.
Yeah.
And then even then, well, that creates shadows, so you need lighting on the other side. Anyways,
I think one of the big questions I would ask is, why are you doing this? Are you doing it to throw a little bit of spark back in your relationship? Or maybe you're crazy and you've heard us say, if you use a camera in the bedroom, it can bring another angle of fun, which it can. Or are you at home right now because of what's going on in the world with people getting laid off? You know, it's scary. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I worked at home, I could make lots of money. That's weird, because yes, you can make money doing this at home, but it's not overnight, and it usually takes quite a while. Like,
well, that's why I said, what are you wanting to do? Because if you want to do the content route, then how do you want to do it? Do you want to do it on your own OnlyFans or Patreon or website? Meaning any sort of site that you have to direct traffic to 100%.
Yeah.
Because if you choose that way, then the promo relies 100% on you, meaning the only way you make money is if you have an audience. So now you have to spend like 80% of your time getting people to follow you on Instagram or wherever, and then being like, hey, sign up. Or
you should be in a ray of sunshine.
Oh, I'm just, I wish somebody had said this stuff to me, you know. Or, and this is how it is with any industry, you know. If you get on a marketplace, like if I created a t-shirt and I created my own website, well, I have to drive my own traffic. Or if I put that t-shirt on Amazon, yes, they take a percentage, but they have a traffic, huge,
so it's possible,
customer base already.
No, that's true.
So that's where the either clip sites, like clip, what are the clips for sale? Clipsforsale.com or Chatterbait or MyFreeCams, they have the customer base already, so you don't have to worry about promotion at all. You just have to like show up.
If I were starting this tomorrow and I wanted it to be incredibly simple and had a lot of people there and everything else, and I was okay doing clips, even if I didn't want to show face, I would seriously consider doing Pornhub with their program Model Hub. Now, I know you're thinking, how can you make money at Pornhub?
Well,
it's completely
two different
free.
Things.
Well, no,
Pornhub
they're
and Model Hub.
No, they're the same company and it's the same product. So like when you upload a video to Pornhub, you can make it free for everybody and they pay you, I think it's like 60 cents per 1,000 views.
It works so, very similar to YouTube's monetization.
Yeah, so obviously it's not a lot of money, but the hotter the video, the more views it does pick up. And the more often you're uploading, the more they recommend you to other people, yeah, much like YouTube and everything, yeah, else. So it can really do well for you. How you can make money off that, in addition to that 60 cents per 1,000, is by having it so you can't download the video, because there's a checkbox that says make this only downloadable for pay, and then you can choose what your rate is. Pornhub automatically links you into something called Model Hub, which is their built-in clip site, so you can sell clips. You know, you can make videos and just have them as clips. Maybe you have a 30-second teaser for free in Pornhub and you're saying, hey, you want the free one? Go over here to Model Hub and you can get it. The only reason I say them over, say, OnlyFans or other clip sites is because they have exponentially more, yeah, traffic. And I know there's a part of you that would say, oh, well, that means there's more competition. Oh, that there's no money in it. All of that is insecurity talking. None of it's true. It doesn't matter how many people there are. Matters if you and whoever you're filming with are having fun,
yeah,
and it's coming across.
Because at the end of the day, you have an exclusive product,
yep,
that nobody else has access to create with, being your own look. So it doesn't matter what anybody else looks like at all. You know, like we've said, we've seen some like gorgeous people that are just, you know, making lackluster videos for whatever reason. And then we've seen some like, oh my God,
we've seen stuff.
I was on this webcam site and I watched like this, like, I don't know, they're probably in their 60s and they were in like some like wood panel basement kind of thing with just terrible fluorescent lighting. But there was
Chatterbait.
Like, there was like 10 of them and they were, it's just a huge orgy. And this room was just flooded with people. It was like the most popular room. And there was so much money coming in and they weren't even paying attention to the camera. Like, it was just awesome. But what I'm saying is they were really into it. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, like,
give it a lot of thought.
Yeah.
Be careful who you talk to as well, because we've talked to so many different people and they will say, this is how much I make. One of the things we've noticed, and this isn't for everybody, but a lot of people will grossly exaggerate how much they make. I don't know if that's so it makes them seem like it's okay that they're doing that because they're worried other people won't think it's okay. I don't know, but it doesn't matter what anybody makes because you're not going to make that.
Yeah.
You're going to make more or less, and that's pretty much that. It comes down to your promotion. But like we said, the biggest part of it is your promo. If you're on PH and Model Hub, yes, they have traffic, but you'd also be smart to get yourself a Twitter and learn what hashtags are and start, mm-hmm, you know, promoting yourself.
Whatever you do, always watermark your content. I wouldn't suggest watermarking it with a social profile like your Instagram or your Twitter, because those can be taken away. If you grab a domain, even if you just forward it to a Linktree account, at least you can always, you know, have control of your traffic that way. In the event, and this will happen, that somebody steals your content, even if you are just streaming live on webcam, even if you're just doing privates, it will get stolen and it will get out there for free, unfortunately. So at least look at it like a different form of advertising.
So hopefully that helped. There's a little detail there. Okay, so here's going to be a fun one. Big says, I'm 23. My wife is 22. We've been married 2 years. She does not let me watch porn. How do I convince her to let me watch porn? Do you let your husband watch porn?
Oh my goodness.
So let's do the first one. How do you convince your 22-year-old wife?
I feel sorry for anybody in their early 20s, honestly. You're already going through a lot. Do you have an answer? It seems like you have an answer.
Dude, you shouldn't try and convince her of anything. You know, she feels the way she feels for legitimate reasons. Whether or not they make sense to you, doesn't matter. You don't get a vote.
I have a feeling that they haven't talked about why she doesn't want him to watch porn.
I have a feeling I might already have an idea, but...
Oh. Well, I think a lot of, you know, women would be like, well, it makes me insecure because do you wish that I had bigger boobs like the girls that you're watching? Do you wish that I was younger? Do you wish that I blah, 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 whatever? Because there's so much in media already telling women that we need to look this way or that way. And
that's, you know, exactly what I was going to say.
That sucks. And that's honestly, that's why I love amateur porn, because there's like such a wide variety of like people, because people are real, you know?
My question might be, dude, why do you want to watch porn? I mean, I understand that people watch porn. I can promise you when you're not around, there may be times that she watches porn herself, but I think
why
it is
you promise him.
Well, maybe not promise him, but I mean, like if you come across something, do I think that if she's like in Reddit and she clicks a link, or she's somewhere, but all of a sudden she sees porn, do I think she goes, oh my God, or whatever?
People don't generally just come across porn ever.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry, but as female,
I guess it depends where you are. If your life is Instagram and Pinterest and stuff like that, then nah. But she's 23. She doesn't even know what Pinterest is. 22.
I'm gonna guarantee you that my mom's probably never seen porn.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm gonna just drop this topic right here for the safety of me, because I'm gonna say let's drop this topic. So yeah, man. I don't think you should try and convince her at all. I think
have like a conversation. Said,
talk about it. Figure it out.
Yeah, have a conversation like why. And you're going to have to like try your best to remember that people are mirrors. So when you're having that conversation, you need to be relaxed and super chill and happy. And if she starts getting upset or anything, just drop it. Because, I mean, you love her, you respect her. But... I like having intense conversations after I feed somebody.
Yes. Make sure you're not tired or you have food. The question of do you let your husband, I'm pretty sure you don't really know a lot about us by that question, because we run. Yeah. There's no such let. You shouldn't.
We look at each other like we're individual people that choose to share our life with each other. And you don't let me do anything. I don't let you do anything.
Yeah. There's no ownership there. That's not how it works. It's not how it should work anyways. But we actually run an adult site, of course, as you probably know, Bricey.com. But we also run a network of adult sites. And I've worked in the adult industry for a long time. So in my spare time, am I watching porn? Generally, no, because
you
I see a great deal of it.
Yeah.
It's you get sort of desensitized. You know, it's kind of different and stuff. But
when we watch porn, we watch it for angles.
Yeah, we watch it critically. Like, I wonder positions. What camera lens they were using, and look at the lighting.
Oh, that looks really good. We should try this. Like, yeah, I've got a folder saved of like screen grabs of positions that I want to try. Yeah.
I actually came across that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like any of them?
I did. They were, they're from LL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are pretty, I mean, not like super porny, but definitely.
No, there's
like
some good stuff for
good
the
stuff.
Camera. No matter how long you've been doing this, you should always be, you know, open to trying some new stuff. That's how you keep things fun. So, okay, let's see here. Here's a question. It was on mine, but you can also answer if you wish. Jim says, what's your favorite camera line and editing platform, as in Final Cut, Premiere, etc.? Do you have a favorite camera line? I already know this answer.
Really? My iPhone.
Her iPhone.
No, honestly, I love our Canon EOS. That's what I film all of my YouTube videos with when it's like on a tripod. It's just so, so nice.
Yeah, the EOS R we're talking about, the mirrorless. I've used pretty much every camera line out there, and I can't really talk poorly about any of them. They all have pros and cons, you know, good things, bad things, what have you.
Yeah, it's all kind of like what's your actual end goal? Are you going to do photography or are you going to do videography?
I've spent a lot of money in camera stuff only to realize that it was a mistake and I shouldn't have bought this lens or this body or what have you. If I was doing it all over again today, I would invest entirely in the Canon EOS R lineup. But if I was starting today, I wouldn't buy a Canon EOS R because it's already a 1.5, 2-year-old camera. It's about to be replaced by the R5. Obviously, that's been held back because of everything that's going on in the world with COVID and whatnot. But the R5 will be unbelievable when it comes out in June, July, August. The R6 will come out a little bit before that. The reason I love the EOS R lineup is that Canon's autofocus system has a dual CMOS autofocus, dual pixel CMOS autofocus, and it is easily the best autofocus in the world, period. I know people at Sony go, Sony's better. If you own both cameras and you use both cameras, then talk to me. If it's autofocus, because Sony's good. They've raised their game. It's really, really good. But it's not Canon. And the colors, the skin tones out of Canon is just, I'm not dishing on Sony. I've got a lot of Sony sitting over there on my shelf. I'll be doing videos on it shortly. It's great stuff. Amazing cameras. But like B said, for what we're doing.
Yeah, like autofocus is probably the most important thing for us because we either tripod our camera and film, or it's being handheld, but it's just, it's really hard. Like when it's handheld, we're also
I'm not holding it like doing this, things. So I'm doing things on the camera.
So
because
he can't look at it.
I want to hold it off to the side.
Yeah, it needs to be very, very good at grabbing our action.
Yeah, so hopefully that helps. As far as editing platform, I wouldn't touch Adobe Premiere if you paid me to do so because of how terrible it is on the Apple systems. I've got a super high-end Mac Pro, and it's just, Adobe is great in a lot of things, and they're good in a lot of other things. If I was to export, say, a 4K timeline in Premiere on a super high-end computer versus Final Cut X, FCPX, Final Cut Pro X, on the same computer, Final Cut's going to kick its butt every single time. Adobe does have a lot more plugins and more things, and Adobe After Effects is amazing. I love that. I wish Premiere was better. So to answer your question, Final Cut.
Yeah, we both use Final Cut.
Just because it's, I don't know, just works for us, does what we think it should do. So next question, Reed, a.k.a. Rock, wants to know your opinion. What is the easiest way for a guy to get involved in the adult industry? He's always been considering it. Now, we have covered this, but you don't know about our old podcasts or videos. By the way, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple, all the podcast channels, like if you're listening to this in your car or something like that, you can check us out on youtube.com/OurBattleLife. There are over 350 videos, and we're adding every single week. And we cover all sorts of fun things, like how I look in a banana hammock.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get you some someday.
Dude, I'll do that video. I will swing it. So anyways, how would a guy get into this game? It kind of depends what he wants to do, I guess.
Yeah, it depends what you want to do. If you think that you're going to get into pro, you're not. It's just not going to happen.
The world's a very different place now. Like if you're talking about being a porn star with all the girls.
I wouldn't anyways, because I'm a very big fan of controlling your own destiny, controlling your own content, owning your own content. So what I would do is either get on cam or start creating my own clips with my girlfriend or whatever. I don't know if you're single or
Boyfriend or whoever boyfriend, you're whatever. Creating with, you know, like it doesn't really matter.
But yeah,
create
like
with yourself.
Webcam or creating your own content for clip sites or Pornhub or OnlyFans or whatever. At least then you own it. So if you ever decide you want to come off the internet, then you can. And
to a degree.
Yeah. And then it comes down to like you get to continually get paid off of that. A lot of people often are like, why aren't you filming for the big porn studios?
Oh, because it would be stupid and make less money.
That would be the biggest pay cut ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of misconceptions about
things. Here's the thing, guys. Would you go to work for around 8 hours a day, possibly less, 8 hours a day, and be told how to have sex and to get into positions that you might not like or it might hurt, or to have sex with people that you might not want to for around, after agent cut, $700?
It can be a lot less than that. Yeah. But yeah, $600-$700. And I know you're thinking, what? That's great for 8 hours
and
of work.
It's not every day.
I know. You're like, but that's $100 an hour. That is true. And we get that. But the alternate to that.
And then you don't own that. They can do with that content whatever they want forever, and they make money off of it forever. We're in the age of do it yourself and the internet, and like you can make so much more money off of that.
We've seen a lot of people that think that if you're a big pro porn star, you get paid a lot more. And some do very well. They do. But they didn't just start. They've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Most people that are in the industry make more money on their side hustles, like their OnlyFans or their websites or what have you. It's not for everybody, of course, because like all businesses, for lack of a better term, you get out of it what you put into it. If you have an OnlyFans or a website and you're not pushing any traffic, you're not promoting it, it's not going
to
do that.
Yeah,
it's
you have to look so at well. Your own venture exactly like if you opened a t-shirt store. You are now an entrepreneur. You have to not only create the content, but you have to market it. And you have to also take care of it, like your website and your customers and everything like that. So it is more work than, you know, being paid for a scene. But if you don't want to do all that work, jump on webcam.
So that's the, if you're going to be a performer. Now, if you're thinking about it through a different way, depending where you live, of course, because I have no knowledge about you. I don't know your age, what you look like. I don't know how much money you have to invest in your new idea. But one thing a lot of people have done, shouldn't say a lot, a handful of people have done, is quite literally get yourself a camera, decent gear, what have you. Get in touch with some of the agents for some of the industry and let them vet you, you know, which means they basically have to make sure you're not a psycho and all this other stuff. They're going to want to see some sort of proof that you're legitimate. You're not just some guy trying to get laid. And then you start filming with various girls. You'd be paying their day rate, which can be $500 to $1,500 a day, depending on what have you. Then you take that video. The agent pays them. They're out of the equation. Now you've got the content and you can now create your own website, your OnlyFans. You can put that content in multiple locations. So you're getting paid again and again and again from all of these places. Your limitation here is really how much money you have to invest, because obviously if you only shoot with three or four girls, you're not going to get rich. You need to have quite an archive of content before it starts coming back. But once it does start coming back, if you're reinvesting that, like there's a lot of guys that started this way. Jay's POV, good example, jayspov.net, adult site. He, don't know the guy, never met him. Great guy from what I can tell online and stuff. He did exactly that. You know, he got himself a camera and just boom, boom, boom. There's a bunch of guys like that that do that. You do obviously have to expect and understand that, like Bia said, that if you get into adult, it's going to get out. So think about your family, your friends. Is anyone going to look at you different? If that bothers you, you know, maybe don't. But yeah, but anyways.
Yeah, baby.
I think we've pretty much covered everything. So I hope you're having a fantastic Friday if you're listening to this early, or Monday if you're not. If you do want to be part of our early access gang, check out brycy.me, B-R-Y-C-I.me, and you can get a link there to
our Patreon.
The Patreon.
Where you get early access to these podcasts.
As well as on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ourbellalife, where if you click that join button, not subscribe, subscribe, you just see all the YouTube videos. But if you hit join, then it gives you two options, $1 a month or $4.99 a month or something like that. And each offers something different, but it does give you early access. So hopefully that's helped. Hopefully you guys are all staying safe, keeping your distance from all those damn strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We'll see you next week, guys.